If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Chef Stu.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I mean, listen, this has been a long time in the making, Chef Stu. Come on now.
I know. I mean, look, who knew I was going to have a podcast? I mean, this all like worked out. We're doing a crossover, which is super fun.
I mean, listen, you know, here's for product placement. We have the name of the podcast right behind you. Don't let it stew. You know, what a great name for a podcast.
Like, it's kind of fun, right?
It's kind of fun, you know, because we're not letting it stew. We're just spitting it all out here, aren't we?
No, you certainly don't. So, yeah.
Are you know, you're talking about pop culture and everyone needs to tune in because I am on your show right after this. So everyone should tune in. We're going to talk about a lot of pop culture stuff, but I mean, are you loving it so far? Like, welcome to the podcast.
Do you know what? Like, I was terrified of doing it. And listen, the only way I kind of felt comfortable, obviously, you know, doing like Jeff's show sometimes in the after show and stuff, I got a lot of practice. So I kind of knew how it went. So when my friend came up with the podcast title, I was like, oh, maybe I can do this. And so it was always kind of in the back of my mind. And then when kind of Pat reached out, was like, hey, are you interested in doing a podcast? I was like, I think I can do one. I think I'm ready. So that's kind of how it all kind of came.
And listen, like, way to start with a bang. You know, you are making headlines in your first few episodes. You know, we're just listening along and enjoying this nice little podcast. Don't let it stew. And the next thing you know, you're making these viral headlines that you were one of the final five of Queer Eye. And
correct.
We're kind of supposed to be there instead of Anthony.
I know. And like, just like back then when it happened, a lot of people don't realize, like, look, that was a really hard time for me. Like, that was like, it was like a year where I was just so sad, so depressed about the whole thing. And I never knew the reason why. I did kind of find out a tidbit of information last week that pretty much the reason why I'm not on it is because of 10, which is like, which I didn't say in my podcast because a lot of people reached out to me after I kind of told, nobody knew the story. So it was kind of like behind the scenes, he was doing whatever. And which I was kind of like, okay, well, at least now I know. Because you always think that, like, did I do something wrong? Did I like fuck up or like whatnot? You know, because like my audition was like, it was like perfect. Like we did the whole, they set up a kind of a fake kind of scenario with a guy. I would do the kitchen scene. I cooked like a great meal for him. Like it was great. It was all awesome. And, you know, That's why I got chosen initially on that day.
Why was it? Because there are a lot of things coming out. We'll get into it. Nothing to do with you, but like, why was it because of Tan France? He just didn't like you?
Apparently not. And we all went to dinner that night and he didn't turn up to that dinner. And I was like, something's up. And apparently he was with Anthony that night because I was like, hey, let's all go to dinner so we can all get to know each other better, you know, because I was chosen. And he didn't turn up. And apparently, like, he already knew that Anthony was getting it and I wasn't. So I was like, fuck.
Did he know Anthony before? I'm just really curious.
I have no ulterior motive.
I'm just curious.
Of course. I mean, I don't know. It's like, there's a big question mark over it. Like, maybe they hit it off during the audition process. Because obviously, like, I wasn't really talking to Anthony because obviously he's a chef. So he's going for my job or I'm going for his job or whatnot, you know? So I guess they hit it off with JVN and I got pushed out. I don't know.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And Anthony was in the mix, like when you were, you know, final, whatever, like you saw him circulating.
So there was, of course, because there was like one set of five guys and there was another set of five guys. So I was like group one, we'll say, because I was the one that got chosen. And then they had the backup because, you know, I guess like what can happen is, you know, you can get chosen what if someone didn't want to do it or didn't want to sign the contract or whatnot, then to have a swap out, you know? But yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you go through, because I just interviewed an actor, Paul Adelstein. He was in Shondaland. He went on to like great things. You've gone on to great things. You know, you have a product line, you know, you wrote a book. But like, do you go through that? Like you say you were depressed for like a year. Is it like, well, I don't know why I wasn't chosen. What's wrong with me? Or do you go to that? Like, listen, let's just be honest. The first queer eye was one thing. The second queer eye, everyone made a gazillion dollars.
They're sure. Still making yeah.
It. Like, do you go through that? Like, oh man.
Oh, believe me. Like, I thought like, yeah, I mean, believe me. Like, I probably would have a house in the hills now. You know what I mean? It's like there is, but it's, you know, after that initial, like after initial time and like, you know, like I'm not mad about it. There's no hate in me about it. Like, you know, I'm not holding any grudges and stuff. It's just, I just kind of told my story because they were in the news with all this, someone getting fired and all this kind of stuff. So I was like, oh, here's my story. It wasn't out of like, I hate them or whatever. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, look, believe me, driving around Los Angeles and seeing billboards, like it was a bit of a sting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're only human, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course. And like, you know, I moved to Los Angeles to do television, to be a host. And, you know, I've done lots of Food Network shows. I've done other shows. I've written 2 cookbooks. Like I love doing it. Like, I just love like doing the television thing.
What about people who say, yeah, not even like, oh, you're bitter, but like, what about people? Because I've seen a lot of things online that are like, sure, like this didn't really happen. This isn't really the story.
I have the photograph.
You do?
Yeah. That was like my evidence. I was like, hey, let's take a photograph because this is a great moment for all of us.
It's all about the receipts. If Bravo has taught us one thing. No, because I was reading along, you know, I hear a lot of things and then you do get to the point. You're like, well, there's a picture, guys. I mean.
Yeah. No, everybody was like, that fucking sucks for him. Yeah. So it is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, look, we can't turn back the hands of time, right?
Yeah.
I know like Netflix hasn't responded. I doubt they will. Anthony hasn't. Like, do you think Anthony will respond?
No, because they can respond, but like, I'm not telling lies. Like, that's what happened, you know? And so it's like, if they want to address it, they can. But like, what I've said is like what happened. And the other guys could easily vouch for me too. They were all there.
Wow. Yeah. What do you think? Because there is all this stuff that's come out now, right? Like, you know, Bobby Burke is out. Now everyone says it's because of Tan, which maybe that ties into your story. Tan then does a video that says, I had nothing to do with anyone getting fired.
But then wasn't it said that Bobby left? So it's like, wait, now he's fired? Like, so he kind of slipped up on that when he revealed that information.
Right.
Yeah.
True. I didn't even think of that, but that's true. What about, you know, all this other stuff that's now coming out about like JVN is apparently a monster and a nightmare and they're hard to work with.
Yeah, it's all that stuff. I mean, look, I never experienced that, like obviously in the beginning process, the audition process. But I mean, it seems to be so many sources, like, you know, there's smoke, there's fire. So I kind of would believe it.
I'm like, wow, should I start watching Queer Eye? If it makes you feel any better, I don't watch Queer Eye. So there
he is. I didn't either.
I just too never. Triggering. It's triggering for you. I'm just like, I mean, now Jeremiah Bren from Rachel Zoe Project is in. Do you, listen, you are a prominent chef about town. Like, do you ever, like in this chef and cooking world, like, do you ever run into Anthony? Like, is he a celebrated chef in the food world?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I just reading things online. I didn't watch the show again, but apparently the stuff was very simple that he was making. And, but I did run into him once. I was at Ciccone's once and I saw him and I waved at him and he came up and said hi to me. And it was actually at that point, I remember him walking away and going like, you know what? You can't be mad at him. Like, this is not his fault. You know what I mean? Cause there was a jealousy, you know, obviously, you know, and I was like, you know what? He's a nice guy. Like, power to him. You know, it is what it is. So it was actually kind of like a nice kind of, I kind of got a bit of closure on it for some reason.
And I mean, he must know, like, I wonder, he must know that somebody was there before him and he came in at the final hour, I would say. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he knew I got chosen. Like, they knew, like, the 5 got chosen because we're all, like, going we're all going down to the car park afterwards to get our cars and, like, leave. You know what I mean? And we're all, like, talking about it. Yeah.
Well, listen, with all the drama going on now, maybe you've dodged a bullet.
Yes. Everything happens for a reason.
Everything does happen for a reason. I truly believe that in life.
Yeah.
Everything does happen for a reason. Now, Jeff Lewis, let's just segue. He has been, listen, very vocal on his radio show about you signing an NDA and sending you a cease and desist. And, you know, apparently you are talking shit about him. And, you know, like, he has this daily platform where he goes on and talks about you. I mean, and now we have this NDA cease and desist. Like, do you think that's fair?
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. We may not all be able to have Jennifer Aniston money, but we could all have Jennifer Aniston hair. And you know that's just as good. Hello, the Rachel. I have Jennifer Aniston hair because I use LolaVie. LolaVie is an award-winning hair care line founded by, yep, the one and only Jennifer Aniston. I love LolaVie not just because it smells good, is luxurious, it's hair care products that work. LolaVie has no silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and they're cruelty-free and vegan. Every day in the shower, I use their restorative shampoo, conditioner, and the intensive repair treatment. And it's such a luxurious spa-like experience. It's the only thing I use on my hair. Now you can unlock Jennifer Aniston's approved hair care at LolaVie.com. As one of my loyal listeners, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you enter code VELVET at checkout. That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code VELVET. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I've been making so many purchases this year, and I don't feel as guilty as I did last year because basically I'm setting myself up for financial success by building credit every time I make a purchase. That is because I'm using the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card. There's so many things I love about the Chime Visa credit card. First and foremost, there's no annual fee or credit check to get started. You can use it anywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. And if you happen to overdraft, you can overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualified direct deposit. So build your credit this year too. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 plus qualified direct deposit to get started. Go to chime.com/velvet. That's chime.com/velvet. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA members FDIC. Out of network ATM withdrawal and over-the-counter advance fees may apply. Call 1-844-244-6363 for details. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
I mean, it's not, but it is what it is. And it's like, I've kind of put it behind me and it's in the past and stuff. I don't hold grudges. Like, I loved him so much and he knows that. And, you know, it sucks. Like, no one's a winner here. Like, a breakup is a breakup. It's always kind of sad, you know? So
a breakup is a breakup. I mean, listen, I told you this, right before you went on air, I almost ran into you on Sunday at Ciccone's. Yeah. I think you were there like 30 minutes before me. I mean, listen, we're all girls about town here.
Yeah.
That's Hollywood right? Like, I'm a girl about town myself. We're just trying to make a living here. Aren't you eventually going to run into Jeff? I mean, it's a small town here.
Probably. I mean, Yeah, I mean, I get, yeah, we probably will someday, you know what I mean? But look, I don't hate him, you know what I mean? It's like I loved him, like I don't hate him. So it's, you know, I'll say hi to him and be nice and friendly and cordial. Like I don't, like, I, as I said, like I don't hold grudges. I really don't.
Well, who knows, Stu? Maybe one day you'll be invited on Jeff Lewis Live and you'll sit there and you will be able to tell. You'll have an exclusive.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll see what happens. Okay.
I'm just going to put that out there into the universe. Moving on, speaking of relationships, you know, we just finished Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season. Like, what, just overall, like, what did you think of this season?
I think I wrote on some kind of Instagram page or something the other day, like, what would you rate it out of 10? I give it a 4. Like, it was, I think, so, and like, maybe you could talk to this with Vanderpump as well. I feel like when you know the whole storyline because it plays out on the tabloids and then, like, you know, the first episode airs 3 months later of them filming and then you have to wait to get to like episode 8 before the actual story starts that you've known 5-6 months ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like we kind of know what happened and so it kind of, it's not as exciting as it could be.
I agree. I mean, I don't know. I wonder if that's just a flaw in today's society of reality TV of like, what are we going to do? I mean, things happen so quickly, you know, right? Like we know everything. And so I don't know. I mean, is there like, should the model be changed? I mean, they picked cameras back up on Beverly Hills. It doesn't really help because it's still so far after the fact. But I don't know if reality TV is going to, there's going to be a shift and we're just going to start filming stuff in real time. I mean, not real time, but you could do it and then edit it quickly so it's like 3 weeks later.
I think that's what's going to have to happen, honestly. Like they're going to, while they're shooting, they just need to start airing those episodes. Like maybe they're like 4 behind and they're still shooting, you know, or whatnot. But yeah, there is definitely going to have to be like something with like the speediness of it because it just makes it to the tabloids so fast.
I think so. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think so. I mean, we knew everything. I mean, Scandoval on Vanderpump, it's like...
That was still good, though, to see play out.
It's better. I agree.
It got me watching the show. I never watched it before until this whole thing.
Really? See?
Yeah. That's... It picked up a lot of people.
It picked up a lot of people. I don't know where they're going to go from here. Like, I mean, I don't think we can have another season talking. Like, I think this season's actually good.
Yeah.
But I don't know how we're going to talk about this next year. Like, we can't have another season of just Scandal.
No, no, no. And I don't think, I think it'll kind of die down. And I feel like a lot of the cast, like I always said this, I'm like, y'all need to get on board. Y'all want that paycheck. So get along with each other. Like, figure it out. Okay, you don't have to love him, but just, like, start filming together because you're going to have to kind of make it exciting or else it's just, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's the only situation I can think of where, like, Monica Garcia on Salt Lake was kind of forced out because no one wanted to film with her. But other than that, I don't get it. And by the way, it's also great for all of you. So, like, I don't know. Like, for me... If you and I hated each other tomorrow and we were both chosen for a reality show where eventually we can make a ton of money, I would be like, I don't care. Like, whatever. You and I can hate each other face to face. Just give me my check. I really honestly don't care.
Like, I did a show like years and years ago, Private Chefs of Beverly Hills on Food Network. It was my first reality show I ever did. And they kept pairing me with the girl chef that I couldn't stand. And everybody knew we hated each other. But they kept pairing us together in the dinner parties. And it was good drama though.
And you're like, this is making good TV, right?
Yeah. And it was like, and I always said at the end of the day, I'm like, it's not my show. Just show up, do the show and leave. And that's it.
That is the job, right? I mean, some of these people get so into it and then it's like, then you lose your job. Like you look at like Alyssa Rinna, who, I mean, I know apparently she left on her own and all this, but let's just be realistic here today. Like, you put so much into it, and then you just, it's like, you just self-destruct it. Like, they don't want your A game. They want you to come and just do the job and bring enough drama. But if you're a pain in the ass behind the scenes, it ain't going to work.
Yeah. I think eventually she'll come back. She would. Yeah, I do. I always like think like some of these housewives just do the worst of the worst of the worst and they still come back.
Yeah.
Maybe they apologize to Bravo. Maybe they're like, hey, I was in a certain space. I didn't mean it. And that's the other. And then, you know, they trickle back on the TV.
I think you can do anything short of suing them. And as long as you don't sue them, I think the door is open. I actually agree. I would like Lisa Rinna to come back, to be honest with you. I have no problem with her. Yeah. What do you think for Beverly Hills? Like, do you think there should be a casting change? I mean, a lot of people agree with your four. A lot of people think it was an off season. It was a little bit boring. Do you think, like, who do you think should go? I mean, they're starting to film in April, so we don't have much time.
Are they really already?
They are.
Look, I think, like, everybody kind of gives Crystal shit and stuff, but, like, I think she's starting to come out of her shell and she's not holding back now. So I think, like, she should be allowed for one more season for sure. And maybe, and then, but I think if she doesn't bring in the next season, I think, like, she's going to have to, they're going to have to swap her out. Dorit, I mean, she drives me crazy, but, like, she's kind of fun to have on it still.
She's interesting. I also agree. I think Crystal should not go anywhere. I think she's underrated. I see darkness behind those eyes. And I think I think Crystal could be ignited in so many ways if you just... And then she's doing the job. She does the job. She's not afraid to speak up, you know?
Yeah. She's found her comfort level now where she's like, you know what? I get it now. I get the story, like how these shows go. I got to just speak up. Yeah.
Totally. And I think Dorit is, I think her storyline is kind of played out, but she is interesting to watch. She's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She is. And that accent, and it's like, is she British? Is she American? Like, where's she from? It's just like.
Do you want Kathy Hilton to come back?
She terrifies me. Like, she just absolutely terrifies me. And it's like, in that reunion, part three, like, they're all saying, like, you know, yeah, she kind of like, she rules Beverly Hills and stuff. And it's like, and she's like, oh, don't be silly. Like, and say, no, they're all terrified of you. And you know it too.
I say on this show here all the time, Kris Jenner and Kathy Hilton, they actually, like, I don't scare very easily, but those two scare me.
Yeah. And I liked her comment then when Sutton kind of had her episode and she left and she's like, I guess the best way to avoid it, like, I was going after her next. I'm like, what the fuck were you going after her for? I want to know.
I think, because a lot of people have asked me, I think she was going after her. Like, I think she was going to stick up for Kyle and be like, because, you know, she said, you already lost two sisters and just like, you know, kind of like, I can go after my own family, but don't you come after my family. Like, it's fine if I do it, but don't you, that's what I think would have happened.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. You're probably right. Because I'm just like, is she going to go after her, like, marriage or ex-marriage, or why is she not getting together with a guy? Like, did you hear that, like, the reason why she won't get together with somebody is because she'll lose the money that she gets every month? I don't know. Is that, did I just make that up?
No, I read something about that. Like, I don't know if it was people giving her advice or if she said that. But honey, we are not talking $3,000 a month. $300,000 a month. Would you get together with a new guy?
Probably not. Yeah.
Honey, I'm on the fast track to dying alone over here anyway. So really, someone give me $300,000 a month, because I mean, it is what it is. We're not. Yeah. So no, I would just, yeah. But I think that's probably part of it. I think you would lose the, you know, I'm sure her agreement says if you get married again, then you don't. And listen, she ain't finding someone worth.
No, it's too much money.
I'd be like, you can move in and there's your wing and just do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how you always hear about people on a cleanse or intermittent fasting? They're trying to lose weight, and then you hear that they only lasted a few hours. And listen, it's really hard. I was one of those people until I discovered Prolon. Prolon is a revolutionary nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they are fasting. You guys have to try Prolon's 5-day program. You're delivered right to your front door. Snacks, soups, beverages, they're all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. Prolon isn't a diet, it's science. The box from Prolon, you open it and it literally has day one, day two, day three, and so on. There's soups, nut bars, snacks. It's truly unlike anything I've ever experienced. And I see the results. It helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and it's leaned me out. So listen, right now Prolon is offering Behind the Velvet Rope listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/velvet. That's prolonlife.com/velvet for the special offer. That's prolonlife.com/velvet. Do you know how important it is to shift your skincare routine with the seasons? friends, we're in the throes of winter. And everyone asks me how my skin stays looking healthy, smooth, and hydrated. The answer is simple, OneSkin. The problem with most skincare regimes out there is that they treat the symptoms rather than focusing on the root causes of aging. They provide a band-aid, which is so temporary, and OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called the OS1. I've always used OneSkin for the face and the eye, but now I use it for the body as well. Their OS1 face has worked miracles for my wrinkles on my face. And you know, don't take my word for it. In a 12-week clinical study, 87% of users said they saw diminished wrinkles. So listen, OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code VELVET at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code VELVET. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. New year, healthier skin. That's OneSkin. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Do you even realize how many people it takes to put this podcast out every day? Editors, ad salespeople, marketing, PR. I couldn't do it alone, although I like to pretend to. I found everyone that I work with now on Indeed. They're the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And there's a reason why. Before Indeed, my hiring process was an absolute mess. It took me forever and nobody was qualified. Indeed helps you hire faster, but it also delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. I don't spend hours searching and searching. That's what I love best about Indeed. Indeed matches me with qualified candidates. So listen, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are a chef. I know that you and I go into this more on your podcast today. Don't Let It Stew. You're going to call me out. You have called me out. You know, I did a show recently now that I split my time between New York and LA. And I said, nobody listens. I have friends that don't listen to this show. Everyone I know that from here. Apparently, I said recently that, sometimes here in LA, sometimes in West Hollywood, you run into people and you just talk to them and it's like the lights are not on. And I stand by that statement. It's not.
Are you originally East Coast?
I'm so East Coast. Okay. Yeah. Like I grew up between New York and Connecticut. And then I really was New York and the Hamptons my whole adult life. But I was coming here for work all the time. And I was like, I can't take it. Like, I just was staying in hotels. Not that it's not great to stay in a hotel, but it would be like, now I have to pack everything. Now I have to unpack. Yeah. Now it's like, I could be in New York on a Wednesday and someone could say, do you want to interview this person on a Wednesday in person in LA? And I will just take my cup of coffee and just get right on the plane and be like, it's changed my life. So
yeah, that's nice.
I love splitting my time though. Like I was here, but I just wasn't like, I didn't have a place here. It's changed everything.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a great city. Like, I love it. But I love going to New York too. And I like to go to the Hamptons when I'm out there too. I was there last summer and we saw you. We'll talk about that later. But I'm going actually next week. I'm going next weekend.
The Hamptons or to New York City?
No, to New York City. My brother's actually flying in and so we're going to hang out for the weekend. Yeah.
See, it's like equidistant for you guys, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It is, yeah.
This is it's a fun city and I love that everyone here, like everyone is hustling in like a good way, right? Like it's like a city where people, you're all here kind of in the industry doing something. So I like that.
Yeah, it is. Because like everybody you talk to kind of has some kind of relationship with the entertainment industry in some way, shape or form. Yeah.
And then other times you talk to people and you're like, do you understand anything that's coming out of my mouth? I assume you do, but there's no sign that you do.
It takes time to find your little group of like, I guess what you want to say, smart people. I don't know. Like,
it's true.
I feel like that's like anywhere. Yeah.
Do you, since, you know, now that I'm here, I mean, and I do know LA, but like, what is your favorite, just being a chef, what's your favorite restaurant in LA or like favorites?
I'm very simple when it comes to restaurants. I'm not like too, like, I just love like ambience. Like I love Craig's, I love Jaconi's, as obviously, you know, you saw me there. Like Steak 48 in Beverly Hills is actually kind of fun as well. I love sitting at the bar there.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's just, okay. I'm kind of a creature of habit. I'll go to the same places all the time because it's like a lot of like the different type of restaurants, like the kind of up and coming restaurants, they're all downtown and I don't want to go downtown.
I know. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, Craig's. Yeah. I mean, I don't see why people don't love Craig's. It's like the Caesar salad and the meatball. That's my dinner. And like two martinis, a Caesar salad and a meatball. And I'm like, good.
And Pizza Mozza is great as well. I love that place too. Like the tricolore salad. It's like the best. I love it. Yeah. And meatballs.
Do you have like, what's your favorite? Like what are your favorite foods as a chef? Like, do you have a favorite food?
I love short ribs. I like things that are like slow roasted, like a nice roast chicken dinner, nice beef stew, like short ribs. Like I love soups. Like I'm very, it's probably where I'm from in Ireland. It's like really kind of hearty types of food, you know?
You like the hearty food.
Yeah, I do.
What about, you know, no, I don't cook at all. You know, maybe that's why I have Home Chef / Velvet Rope. No. Product placement here, but you do get 18 free meals. Not every all of us can cook, chefs do. What is your favorite thing to cook? Or just like if you're gonna cook?
Favorite thing to cook, like I like to cook something that everybody like loves, and it's like I do like a red wine or a Guinness short ribs, and like it's just a winner every time. I just love it. Like just mashed potatoes, just really simple, and like it is simple, it just takes a long time, like 3 hours.
That's yes. I mean, who doesn't love short ribs?
I know. It's just like, I can make that. I mean, we're coming into spring now, so it's like the Dutch ovens are going to be put away. Yeah.
And of course you have to tie in the Guinness there to remind you of home.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Every time.
Do you go home a lot?
I'm going home in June. Funny story. My friend in New York came, she won Taylor Swift tickets for the concert in Ireland, and she's like, obviously I'm her first phone call, so I'm gonna fly home, see my dad, and go to the concert in Dublin because I've seen her already in Los Angeles, so I'm like, why not go again?
Do you love Taylor Swift?
I just love her. Yeah, it's the best. Like I just like, yeah,
I am like, I don't not like her. I do not want the Swifties. I just never got into Taylor. I don't know what it is. Like,
I didn't either for a while.
I literally said this and someone's like, that's not possible. I don't even think I can name 5 Taylor Swift songs. Just don't think I could. I could, like two or three. Like
it was the Red album and kind of 1989 I really kind of got into her, like that album. But the others earlier, I wasn't.
I'm like, give me Madonna. I'm showing my age here, but no,
I'm listening to like nonstop. It's Confessions on the Dance Floor. I brought out that album again. I'm playing it nonstop. It reminds me of when I first moved to Los Angeles in 2006. And that was the first Madonna concert I saw, the opening night.
Did you see Madonna when she was just here last week?
I did not. And I was gonna, and I just didn't.
It's a good one. But listen, flying to Ireland for Taylor Swift is a thing.
It's gonna be fun, yeah.
Do you watch like all the shows on Bravo? Like I know you watch, you know, you don't have to. I'm just curious, like, is Beverly Hills your favorite? Like, what are your, like, you like hardcore watch? I have to say this job has changed me. I don't really necessarily watch everything for pleasure anymore. It's all kind of work.
You have to watch it kind of for your job because you talk a lot about them. Jersey, Beverly Hills, OC, I think that's it.
Are you excited for Jersey to come back? Or are you like, think the trailer looks good?
Well, it's because I know a few of them, so I really like them. So I have to watch it and see it play out so I can like text one or two of them. I'm like, hey, what happened here? You know? So it's kind of like, it's a more of an interactive experience watching it, which is fun. OC the same way, like just, you know, I got to know Taylor. I got to know like Shannon Bador, Emily Simpson, I know, and Gina, they were at a show that we did together and stuff. So I know a few of them. So I just feel like I'm just more invested.
What do you think of like the breakup of the Tres Amigas? Like there's no more Vicky, Shannon and Tamara.
I know. Like what was the reason again they broke up? They just got in a fight, was it? Like I just don't, like I didn't follow
Vicky,
it.
Vicky, so they were doing this Tres Amigas tour.
Yes, I remember. Tamara, I went to it. Yeah. I went one night. Yeah.
Well, Tamara apparently pulled out and texted Vicky and Shannon just saying like, look, I'm too busy with the podcast and filming. Also, rumor is she said, you know, I don't feel comfortable. I guess they came out to a song about drinking. And
yeah,
Vicky says that Tamara said, you know, I don't feel comfortable like supporting Shannon's drinking after the car crash.
Got it.
I mean, I have a lot of thoughts on all of this, but that's what upset Vicky of like, you made a commitment, you're leaving us high and dry. I personally just think Vicky's feelings are hurt and she really wants to reconcile with Tamara. That's my honest opinion.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see what happens this season. I bet you it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be a good season of OC. Yeah. You know? Yeah,
it is. I really
We like our girls.
Do you think that John Jansen will be filming a lot around Shannon?
Yes. I think, Alexis, he's dating Alexis.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, at first it was like, see, I know Alexis from the past. And I have to say, I mean, I haven't talked to her anytime recently, but when she was off the show, she really was living life. Like, she wasn't one of these who's like, I'm over it, but talked about it all the time. She was really over the Housewives. However, someone has made a return to the public eye in like a blink. I mean, she is now at every red carpet driving up. So at first I was like, this is two people that love the public eye. I mean, I call them fame whores, but that's other people use other words. And I'm like, this is so convenient, but I think this might really be real. I think they might have like, they seem really into each other for real.
Yeah.
So I think because of Alexis, right? Like, I think
they even said on the red carpet recently that there was like the possibility of engagement or marriage or, you know, they kind of said that comment that kind of alluded to that.
Yeah. So I think like, look, I'm all for if you find love, these are the circumstances,
look,
right?
It is what it is. And like, you know, I feel sorry for Shannon on it, you know, it's because I know her and like, you know, it's not fun. That's not fun to go through that. But she looks like she's doing great.
She looks like she's doing, like, again, you have no choice but to get over this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I couldn't imagine filming with, I mean, Shannon has gone on the record of saying, like, John was her kryptonite. She's never been so in love with someone. So, like,
yeah.
To then film with that person and then have Alexis, who, you know, she keeps her stuff together. She's looking good just right there. I think, look, RP, like you say, you turned into Vanderpump because of this. I think people, it's going to work. I don't think it's a ploy. It's real life. Yeah. But I think people will tune into the OC just to see that alone.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Exactly.
And Vicky is on it too. Like, yeah. Vicky's on it taking down Tamara.
She's so funny. Like, she's like, I'm not filming anymore. No, she's back filming again. Just like,
wasn't she never filming again? Unless she was full time and was making the same salary.
But wasn't she one of the highest paid at the time?
I think it was around $1 million. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot of money.
So there you go. What else? Anything else you want to talk about here today? Obviously, you know, so share anything you want, but people do not only just need to tune into your podcast, but they need to tune in because I am on your podcast like literally right after this. So,
yeah.
And it's a whole different, we get into a lot of pop culture stuff.
Yeah, we've some good topics too.
We do.
I can't wait.
Anything else? But people do need to listen to Don't Let It Stew as well.
Don't Let It Stew. We're on, you're on my episode 3. We actually got a nice booking coming up in 2 weeks. I have Essie Koop coming on.
We like Essie.
I love her. Like,
it's
like a dream for me to have her. Like, I've always been a fan of her, just watching her on CNN over the years and stuff like that. I've always been like, I like her. I don't know why I like her, but I just like her. And then the last 2 BravoCons I went to, she's been there and I've just gone up to her. I'm like, hey, and we're always like, we're chatty and she follows me and we follow each other on Instagram. And I believe we're going to go for drinks when I go to New York next weekend.
And she's really smart. You know what I mean? Like, she's really smart. So I love when someone like really smart then jumps in and just starts talking Bravo. Yeah. It's like hilarious.
It is great.
That's a good one. All right. Yeah. So people need to listen to that. And people need to listen to my episode now. So where can everyone find you?
Everybody can find me on Instagram at Chef Stuart O'Keefe and then Spotify, Apple, Don't Let It Stew, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you'll have to come back when the OC's on, when Jersey's on. Yes, we have to do this again.
Yes, for sure. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Everyone, Chef Stew, I will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope.
And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind The Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind The Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.